coach Daryl Crouch says football means a lot to Washington. He says despite the fact that some of his players are now homeless, he's asking them to focus on their collective goal of winning the semifinal.
I talk about Chris, Casey, and Mason have started for us for 3 years. They were that quarterfinal game that we finally won last week three times and came away losers. And we finally pushed through that, and that was one of their goals, to get through and into the semis. You get one chance in your lifetime to go down and play this game. You know, one chance. And I guarantee you, if you haven't been out, go look at the part of our town that's just destroyed, and we'll have plenty of work here when we come back for the next 6 to 9 months for sure.
Three of the starting players' entire family households were lost in the tornado. Crouch says of the 120 students on the Washington High School football team, 15 to 20 are completely displaced. The high school resumed classes Tuesday. The semifinal game starts at 1 o'clock today. 7 charter buses are heading to Springfield. Cars are also joining that caravan. They depart at 10 o'clock this morning from the Pantherplex parking lot across from Five Points, Washington. TV stations in Peoria and Springfield are also carrying the game live, and it can be seen on the IHSA website. That's ihsa.tv. I'm Tanya Kuntz.